Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Beis Mishnah Yud, Chapter 2, Mishnah 10 of Tainus. Just a quick clarification from yesterday's Mishnah. I don't think it was so clear, so I just want to make sure it is clear now, that there is a machlokas at the end regarding when we are allowed to start these sets of fasts, the set of three, and then three, and then seven. So everyone seems to agree that you cannot start the first three on a Thursday. Everyone says you have to start it on a Monday. The first opinion, however, says that the second set of three fasts can be started on a Thursday, and then it would go Thursday, Monday, Thursday. He is silent regarding the last set of fasts, the last seven. However, the basic implication would be, since he doesn't say anything, that if the second set could start on a Thursday, then probably the last set, the set of seven, could also start on a Thursday. Rabbi Yossi, however, says that, obviously, again, he agrees that you could only start the first set on a Monday, but he also says that not just the second set, not just the second set of three, but also the final set of seven, nothing can begin on Thursday because there is a short break in between each of them, and so there's always a concern that the people who own shops are going to not realize that it's a fast and whatever. So therefore, all sets of three, according to Rabbi Yossi, the first set of three, the second set of three, and the last set of seven, all of those can only start on a Monday and are not allowed to start on a Thursday. Okay, Mishnah Yud. Ein gozrin ta'anis ala tzibur barosh chodesh b'chanaku v'apurim. Another important rule that we cannot decree a fast, a communal fast, that's going to fall on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim. Why? Because these are very festive days. We don't like to fast on these days. V'im hischilu ein mafsikin. But if the community, let's say they already began to observe a set of fasts. So in other words, let's say they just, I guess, didn't realize, whatever it might be. And so they had a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, for example. And what do you know? Thursday ends up being Rosh Chodesh. So in that situation, since the community already began to keep these set of fasts, they do fast on this day, and we don't break up the series. So in other words, if Thursday is Rosh Chodesh, they don't start saying, maybe we shouldn't do Monday, Thursday, Monday. They just do Monday, Thursday, Monday straight. However, it's a very Rabbi Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Gamliel has to say. However, there is a different opinion on Rabbi Meir. The Meir says, even though Rabbi Gamliel said that they do not interrupt the set of fasts for these festivals, so if you have a Rosh Chodesh on a Thursday and it's Monday, Thursday, Monday, you still fast that Thursday. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Meir, not a different opinion, but just a clarification of his opinion, he agrees that they don't complete the fast, rather that they would eat like a little bit before Shkia, whatever, so they don't complete the whole fast, because again of the festive nature of that day. The same is true when Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, on Erev Shabbos. We fast most of the day, but we eat before sunset because we don't want to be like starving when Shabbos begins. You're going to say, I've never experienced Tisha B'Av on a Friday on an Erev Shabbos in my life. How could this be? The answer is that back when there was not a set calendar, it could happen, but now with a set calendar, it could never happen. That's the end of Perek Beis. We'll just start very quickly Perek Gimel. So Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph says, Seder Tanios Elu Ha'amor Berevia Rishona. All these fasts that we have mentioned already above, right, when you basically start with three and then go to three and then go to seven, and each one becomes stricter each time, that's only when the original first rains of the season is started, but then they were, you know, the first rains never came. There was a delay in the rain season. About Samachim Shashano Masrin Aleim Miyad. But if rain did fall, but when the plants were growing, there was like a, they changed from like their normal kind of growth, like the wheat didn't have like edible kernels or things like that, the Mefarshim explain. So in that situation, says the Mishnah, Masrin Aleim Miyad, we immediately start to blow the shofar because of them. What does that mean? It means that on the last set of fasts, the strictest set of fasts, we blow the shofar, so we immediately start those kinds of fasts. So too, if the rains were raining, but between the first rain and the second rain, there was a 40-day gap or more. So Masrin Aleim Miyad B'mnei Shehi Makas Basor. So immediately, once the 40 days are passed, we blow the shofar again. In other words, we start the strictest set of fast. Why? Because these are considered things that are especially dangerous, because these will immediately lead to a certain food shortage if these things continue. In other words, if the rain is delayed just a little bit, then okay, so the crops will grow a little bit later. But if it started the rain and then it stopped in the middle, or the crops crops didn't look good, then without proper rainfall continuing from here in a quicker fashion, then there will be a definite food shortage. And because of that great danger, that's why we immediately go to the strictest set of fasts. Okay, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis in Perek Gimel. For now, we will stop right here.